What's up? I've got a free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast that just went down the other night. All right. That rhymes. It sounds like I'm reciting a frickin' Doors song. What an asshole. Anyway, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast is part of the weekly programming on my Patreon. If you enjoy the free podcast and you want something more to listen to, consider trying out my Patreon. I suggest just, you know, throwing $5 at it, just one $5 payment, and then trying it. I like it. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it going. If you like it, you can convert it to a yearly, and I'll save you 10%. You pay it all up at once. What was $60 if you go month to month is now 54. Okay, and then you get 15 hours plus of programming each and every week to add to my daily free podcast. You see, and it includes the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, my daily Patreon bonus, not to mention the Insane Asylum, my two-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100, and then the Lost Zane Recordings, which is my old radio days back on BBL. Ah, the glory days on BBL. Okay, so try it out, patreon.com, patreon.com/Eric Zane, Eric Zane, all one word. Otherwise, enjoy this free taste of the latest Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben.
Hey.
What up?
Looking dapper.
Yeah, I'll explain that in a second.
All right.
I'm going to go live with this.
Okay.
I think it's ready. I'm on top of it today, man. I'm on top of my game.
Nice. Speaking of game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean, speaking of game?
My shirt.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That is cool. Did Brett give you that?
Yeah, he did. He handed me a double XL, and I was like, man, I'm not that fat.
Oh, okay.
Then he had an XL in his vehicle, so I got that. Thank God.
Good tit coverage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the letters cover the nips.
Okay.
So, perfect.
Yep. People are starting to flock in here by the ones.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good to see. I got Adam Schwab is there. Megan.
Oh, she's ready. At work.
Yeah, she's serving the customers, looking busy. Look at the earrings. It's just fantastic.
Got to dress up dirty hair with earrings.
Okay, fair enough.
Nice.
Pellerito's still working in his fear bunker. I think that's where he lives. Nick. Enjoy.
He's one of those sex phone operators.
They still do that?
Probably 1-900 sex talk. I bet you that still works.
That just triggered a memory.
Uh-oh.
On your old pal Eric. So Eric was in his development.
Yeah.
And Eric found out that there is a certain spot on the penis
Oh, God.
And if you touch it, if you go, ooh.
A certain spot.
Well, you know.
Does the penis have a clit?
poor Megan.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to couch it. So I discovered that if you repeatedly touch this spot, it's excellent.
Right.
So with that in mind, I also discovered at about the same time that there's sex phone.
Yeah.
And but I didn't dare call it from my own phone. So here I am, 13, 14, 15 years old.
Okay.
And I knew that this existed, but I hadn't really experienced any type of any of it whatsoever. So on a whim, I remembered the number and I put a quarter into a payphone, which is about a mile from my house. And it was just a recording of some chick moaning and groaning. But when you're that young, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. I couldn't best thing ever.
Believe it. I was like, holy shit. Women talk like this. This is just the greatest thing ever. Holy shit. Look at Nick. He's going, no, they don't. So then, while fully engorged and aroused, I had to pedal my BMX bike back home. That's a wonderful way to start the podcast out.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, I just, and then there was a, back then you went to great lengths to try to discover porno. You couldn't just go and get it. I mean, nowadays, children learn to eat at the same time they learn to look at porno.
That's true.
It's insane to think about. You know, we did not have the luxury that today's children have. Kids have it so good in their, not everyone has their mother introducing them to nasty songs like like Megan does.
That's true.
So, we used to, some animal would leave like near where we played baseball pornography with. And that's, why would you part with that? Why would you just throw it in a field? I don't understand that. I think the intention had to be just to, get so that children would see it, you know?
Well, I heard somebody say that before that cause you would always find I would find, you know, one page ripped out and it's crumpled up or wet or whatever. And
right.
From the rain. And it's, somebody mentioned that it's probably just some guy leaving it for a kid to actually find.
Wow. That's really terrible. So,
that's why when I go to like libraries or public places where they have computers, I leave a porn site up.
Oh, good. That's very nice of you.
Kids can find it.
That is a nice, nice touch.
It's my way of giving back.
Yes. Okay. I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to do that. I remember also growing up because we weren't right on the cusp of the digital age. We still had years before that became a thing. And then, it was one thing to see like a boob or to see someone in the JCPenney catalog. I had no clue that there would be that there is hardcore, super terrible, the worst thing imaginable that people actually purchase. And my brother, I found some of that. I mean, stuff that's like really, I mean, just the horrible stuff. And I'm like, what is going on? And it was almost like my mind was blown. If just the right things happen, I could have become like a person who like kills and mutilates animals. And then the next thing you know, I'm a serial killer.
Yeah.
You know, that is a very real thing. Whenever you like on that show, Mindhunter, all those crazy people.
Yeah.
It all goes back to porno.
Does it?
I think I've heard that. Raise your hand if you've heard that serial killers got their start in porno. See, by the way, Megan says the fully engorged riding a bike comment really got me while I was answering the phone.
Nice.
So she started talking to customers.
Hey, but can I add something that has nothing to do with the bike?
please.
Before Ted Bundy was executed, he said that if he had not seen porno, he thinks that he would have never been a murderer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, I believe that. You take the right crazy person and introduce them to the beauties and wonder and the good-natured porno industry. And you create a monster. And that is a risk that I think that we should all be willing to take.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I grew up in the age of scrambled porn.
Uh-huh.
Where you had you go to the Spice Channel late at night and
yes,
hope that a clear image of a boob would show up.
All right. Yes. I remember that too. You know, get some deep as we look at Nicholas's lovely child there. As we are talking about horrible things and serial killers, Nick is off early from work and enjoying the day with his beloved child. Nick, one child, correct? And the child is had just turned one recently, if I'm understanding this correctly. Isn't that right, Nick? Two, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, she's walking around like it's nothing.
So, Nick, you just got a raise. It's about time for another baby, right?
No!
No! All right, fair enough. All right.
His twat, then he can have another one.
What did you say? Did you say something about a twat?
Right,
did you talk about a twat? Is that
what
that's what
I heard.
She did.
Oh,
she did.
Jeez.
What did she say?
She did.
What was her exact words?
She said, when he can push it out his twat, because apparently I've got a twat.
Oh, God.
Then he can have it, she said.
I love her.
Technically, hers is for the win.
I love her forever. Oh, my God. That is so nice that you talk about people's twats in the way that you do. All right. I'm gonna mute you. That is a Maine lady right there. That's the way they roll in the great state of Maine. I'm going to tell you that right now. Times I visited there was some of the best times of my life.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, God, what are you doing? You sick asshole. Look at this.
I didn't even see her come
Look
in. Oh, my
this.
God.
Who put you up to this shit? God, I hate you. God, Diana just scared the shit out of me. In case you just listen to the audio, my sick bitch wife just came in here with a horrible Chucky mask on or some shit.
Yeah.
Did someone put you up to this?
No one, my idea.
It was your idea. That's terrible. God, I hate you.
Although she asked me to get screenshots.
Oh, of course. Damn it. Okay, thanks. Go away. This is awful. God, you look like Ben and I's old boss.
Oh, God.
All right, see you around. Thanks a lot. Smell you later.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. EUFYofficial.com/videolock.
fucking idiots.
I didn't even see her come in because I was looking at the comments on the side.
I missed it too. Yeah, man. I missed it. Okay, so where was I? I don't even know what's going on. Oh, why am I wearing my gay magician's outfit? I have to transport old people to the Grand Rapids Symphony. So nice. I am driving limousine today. I have to drive. I'm picking them up at three locations at the old folks home. Oh, well, you look pretty fancy. So I'm just fingers crossed. No one shits their pants.
Yeah.
And then so there you go. That is what is happening. I might have to shorten this podcast just a little bit today. I don't know. It depends. See, rush hour traffic, and they're 22 minutes away from the garage. I should be okay. As long as I'm out of the garage by 6:30, not my garage, the limo company garage, which means I would have to, I should be fine with a normal length show. Question for one Adam, who is driving somewhere in the Northland wearing the Clutch long sleeve tee. I think he just saw that show at the machine shop in Flint. What are you transporting in the back? Audience members seem to think it's bodies or something. What is that?
War club.
You have a war club. Is that what they were wondering about, or were they wondering about
all the stuff under the sheets? Where stuff under like the ghosts. Sheets.
The back is wrapped in plastic. It's ready for the body.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Oh, that's just his back seats that have plastic over them.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
I'm sorry. I asked. ladies and gentlemen, I see that the one and only very special guest is joining us as he gets his audio and his video ready. Invited a number of people today.
Saul's here.
And with a little luck, we're going to hear and possibly see the one and only Solomon.
Hey, Christian. Eric.
Hey, Saul, hit the mute button. Hey, Eric. All right. So everybody have a good week. Ben, how was it for you? Did you have a good week? I mean, what's going on?
Oh, it was one of the best weeks ever because this was my last week at my job. I quit.
You quit the Kendall Electric job?
I did.
I'm really
no longer an employee. Yes.
Today was your actual last day?
Yep.
What in the world is going on? Please get me up to speed.
The girlfriend kind of talked me into it. In March, I'll be getting money from shares that I had in the company, and it'll be to pay off all my student loans. So that'll be all paid off. So
okay, but all right. So there's that.
Yeah, but plus, I just totally disliked the job, and so it was just time to move on. It was 10 and a half years.
Okay, so you're like, I don't give a shit if I don't have any other gig. I'm just getting the fuck out of here, and then I'll figure the rest out. Kind of in the following days.
Yeah, kind of.
Something to be said for that. You know, if anything's going to get you moving to the next level, the prospect of, you know, no job is is going to do that.
Right.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Well, obviously, I want to be back in radio.
That's not going to happen.
I just applied for a job at this station in Lansing, the game.
Oh.
For a board operator job. It's when Huge is on the air. So I don't know if it's just board opping his show out of Lansing or what.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So then that there's that.
I applied for a driver at FedEx job.
Okay.
Because they're looking for people for the holidays.
So this is holy shit, man. That's big. I mean, 10 and a half years, Ben, at one place and shares of this company. How does that work? It's like is this like one of those employee owned companies?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So trade it in, you're out of debt, and then it's a clean slate at that point, right?
Exactly.
Okay. I love that. I love that so much. Can you not cash in your shares until you quit? Is that how it works?
Correct. I had to quit by the end of the fiscal year for the company, which was today.
Well, fuck. What are you going to do on Monday then?
Sleep in. Sleep in and jerk it.
Oh,
that's my plans.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all these amazing people that you see, I guarantee you, they know someone who can hire you if they can't do it themselves.
I should talk to Stu. That guy gets jobs like crazy.
Oh, I just offered him $500.
What?
To do a feature spot for a date on for a December 10th private party.
Really?
Yep.
Who's the, do you know who the, can you say who the headliner is?
Deggy.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, and that's so awesome.
I said, all right, look, I got somebody who just hired me to MC.
Okay.
And, it's an employee appreciation Christmas party.
All right.
And they want comedy. And so they hired me to be the MC and they said, do you know any comics? I can hook you up. So yeah. I could have gone to you, but I am not going to do that because you're not quite ready.
Right. Exactly. Plus, you got to work clean at those things.
Yeah. I can't imagine all these people hearing you tell dead baby jokes is going to.
Right.
And, you know,
so talking about my limp dick.
You're not there yet, but you will be, but you're just not there yet. So exactly. I reach out to Deggy. I go, all right, so we're going to pay you. And he's getting $1,000. And I reach out to Stu and I go, and these guys don't make any money. Deggy goes, I don't know, $500. I go, you'll get $1,000. Stu's getting $500. I go to Stu. I go, hey, fucker, you haven't written a joke in years. It's October 1.
Okay.
You've got 2 months and 10 days to get me about 30 minutes of material. What is that feature? About 30 minutes, maybe a little less?
Yeah, 25.
I go, fucking A, Stu, if you can't write, you know, however many jokes it's going to take to get you through 25 minutes, then you're the worst ever. And he goes, I'm out. I'm not doing it. I go, it's
what?
$500 for 25 minutes of work. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, seriously.
He's so anti. He won't even write 10 jokes for me, stand in front of these idiots and say these jokes.
Wow.
So I said, all right, fine.
So are you out of some, are you in looking for somebody to feature?
I told Deggy, I go, I get me somebody. And he goes, I'll have someone for you by the end of the night. And that was
Mike
last
Bussler.
Night. Whoever that is.
You should get Mike Bussler. He just opened up for Mick Foley at some place.
I know that. I've heard that name.
He's a wrestler. Mankind.
No. Not Foley.
Mike Bussler.
Fucking dummy. Oh. I mean, Bussler.
Yeah, probably from Deggy. He's probably mentioned him. He's one of the best in Grand Rapids.
Uh-huh. All right.
So,
apparently the Pulaski Day celebration is going on.
Yes.
And so Stevie is at the kitchen with these disgusting human beings making this terrible, this shitty Polish food. No offense, Ben. It's Polish Falcon. I'm kidding.
No, it's fine. I like Polish jokes.
Yeah. I'm all about it. Now, Pulaski Days is actually pretty great. Eat your guamki, drink your booze, eat your sausage, and there you go. This is the season. Tis the season, as they say. All right. So that's huge, man, that you're quitting that job.
Yeah, it's a big move.
I reached out to my friends at iHeart Grand Rapids today on your behalf.
Really?
And I said, hey, do you need any more board operators? The same position you're trying to get right now.
Yeah.
And they said, we just hired one. And I go,
oh, what the hell?
And I said, okay, well, I got a guy when you get to that point.
Yeah.
And they go, well, she has to pass the background check. So let's hope that
she's a felon.
Yeah. She,
or she's like Kyle.
Yeah. She's like Kyle. If that's the case, then she's screwed and we can go to you, Ben. How does that sound?
That sounds great. I check their website every day to see if they have any local board op positions, but nothing.
Don't forget, Ben, the fun hits, you know, are on Big 101.3.
That's right.
And I'll be on again this weekend, 6 to midnight.
Nice.
Voice tracking from right here in the beautiful ghetto studio that I have.
Oh, last week, somebody had recorded and put in voice tracks on your Saturday. Did you figure that out?
I did. I did figure that out. I was under the impression that I started at 6. So okay. This guy, some dude named Mike, I don't know who he is. He went on my time. And I said to the boss, I go, this is bullshit. You know, I quit. fuck you. And then he said, no, that was just an accident. You are on 6. I said, okay, sorry. I didn't mean any of that.
Okay.
I went really hard this week on free beer and hot wings. I was super aggressive in my attacks. I don't know if you heard the Twitter post, the audio that I posted.
I did. Yeah. Okay. Listen to that.
Did you hear the segment that they did about 30 restaurant chains that have gone belly up?
I have not heard that yet.
Holy shit, Ben.
Paint drying.
It's remarkable to me, knowing how bad it is.
Yeah.
And I can't get over it. I mean, if someone's cornered me and said, hey, on the radio today, I want you to do a look at this list and share with the audience a bunch of restaurants that no one's ever heard of in the history of humanity. And say that, Frida's Clam House went under in 1988. That is what they did for 17 minutes. And to make it worse, no Joe.
Right. Yeah, because he's gone for surgery, right?
Yeah, he had some device put in that keeps him from snoring, supposedly.
Yeah, I wish I could get that. I can't afford that.
Well.
So there was no jokes then, if there was no Joe.
There were no jokes whatsoever. It was, and so I made a point to beat the shit out of them for extended time. That seems to be the fun game that I play lately. And I fucking wish I've been doing it for the past 5 years. I can't believe it took me this long, because I've never felt better about myself. I'm the guy that the only way I feel better is if I bring somebody down. And I'm going to bring those fuckers down if my life depends on it.
That's it. The free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. You want more? Go to my Patreon, Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, Eric Zane, all one word. Thanks for the time. Bye-bye.